From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a hinge point where decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. Kerry said in a speech at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that we hope this week can be a week of change. His speech to the global forum that focuses on security policy comes 2 days after the International Syria Support Group met on the sidelines of the conference and agreed on plans for a ceasefire in Syria and an expansion of humanitarian aid. The 17-nation group has been seeking options that will foster the resumption of UN-facilitated talks this month between the Syrian government and moderate opposition. Those talks on a political transition in Syria bogged down, partly due to opposition complaints about the Russian-backed Syrian government's bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. However, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that coordination between the Russian and U.S. military is needed for a ceasefire to work in the Syrian conflict. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Kerry has reaffirmed the strong bond between the United States and Europe, saying the United States has a profound interest in its strength and success as it faces new tensions with Russia and a near unprecedented flood of refugees. Kerry made his comments in a speech Saturday at the NATO Security Conference in Munich, assuring U.S. allies of Washington's support in the Ukraine crisis, the refugee crisis mainly caused from the Syrian conflict, and the question of whether Britain will remain in the European Union. VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis' first official visit to the heavily Roman Catholic country. He was greeted by President Enrique Peña Nieto, First Lady Angelica Rivera, traditional dancers, and a large crowd of admirers waving flashlights in time to the music from a band. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the 1,000-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. The United States has temporarily deployed an additional Patriot missile battery in South Korea. The move was done in response to North Korea's nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Meanwhile, U.S. legislation aimed at cutting off funding for North Korea's nuclear activities is heading to President Barack Obama for his signature. Republicans and Democrats in Congress overwhelmingly agreed this past week to back tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Congressman Elliot Engel serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
North Korea is always looking for ways to get around our sanctions. The sanctions in this bill would focus especially on North Korean elites who conduct shady transactions with shell corporations, then cover up the money trail. In Pyongyang, the capital, these cronies of the Kim regime pocket the cash while the rest of the North Korean people suffer.
White House officials indicate that President Obama is not likely to veto the bill because of the overwhelming support for it in Congress. The U.S. legislation marks the second time this past week North Korea faced condemnation for its aggressive nuclear weapons program. U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls will debate Saturday night in Greenville, South Carolina, a week from the southeastern state's primary election. Several of the candidates appeared Friday at a faith and family forum at the fundamentalist Bob Jones University in Greenville. Evangelicals are a key voting bloc in South Carolina. Frontrunner Donald Trump skipped the forum for an appearance in another southeastern state, Florida. For the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba soon will be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. U.S. officials announced Friday that under a U.S.-Cuba bilateral civil aviation agreement, up to 100 flights a day will be allowed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.